Down to Business, sponsored by Flowgas. On the grid, off the grid. Flowgas is Ireland's only supplier of LPG and natural gas, wherever you are.
Okay, milkman, they haven't gone away, you know. In fact, they may be making a comeback. Joining me now to look at this unique working life of a milkman and woman are Declan Reck. He's a milkman in Rathfarnham in Firhouse. We've got Stephen Lawler. He's a milkman in Glasnevin and also Finglas. And we've got Damien Clear, who's a milkman out there in Rathoath in County Meath. You're all very welcome to the programme. This is an interesting business because it's a business that has, I suppose, come and gone and now hopefully come again. Declan, we want to start with you. You're a milkman, you were a retailer, and then you're a milkman again. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your business.
Well, I was a milkman over 20 years ago. I'd done it for about 6 years. I don't know, I was young, I wanted to do something else. I got into dry cleaning and laundry business, then I got into convenience stores. Things went a bit south there.
Yeah.
And I got into the bread business, I'm still in that. And a milk round came up and I said, yeah, I'm going to give that a bash again. And I heard about the My Milkman site and the way that all works.
Now, you might explain that for our listeners if you would.
Yeah, the My Milkman is it's a site that the customers can go on to pick a milkman in their area. They get an app on their phone. The app, they can change their orders, pause their orders, going on holidays, up their orders, you know, like pay, and they also can pay online.
So this is really the difference between the then and now.
That's
so you
exactly
now have a system where you're no longer chasing money.
Yes.
There's a whole, you know, it's easier for the consumer to change their order.
Yes. Exactly,
you remember the old days of the thing, the milk thing with the six bottles and the arrow.
And the arrow. There's still the odd clock around, actually.
They're
antiques, but they're still around there.
Wow, okay. Now, interesting with you, Declan, you also dovetail as a bread man. How do you do that?
Great difficulty.
Yeah, right.
I do the bread 3 days and I do the milk three nights, mornings, whatever you call it.
Wow.
And then a guy does 3 days on it because the bread is 6 days. The milk is just three mornings.
Okay, we'll come back to the ins and outs of it in a minute.
Yes.
Let's bring in our second guest. He's Stephen Lawler. He's in Glasnevin in the Finglas area. Stephen, you're very welcome to the programme. Now, tell us about you and how you got into this business. You also came from another discipline as you're an electrician by trade.
That's
is that right?
Yeah. That's right.
Okay.
Things fell out, the business there, the building trade, 7-8 years ago. So I transitioned into this. My wife's uncle was a milkman for 30 odd years and he was selling up.
Is there a bit of a kind of an incestuous sort of community in the milkman fraternity, in the sense that you've got people, you know, I think Declan said it earlier, some relative, that relatives sell to relatives, that it tends to be family.
Yeah, it's always been good.
Yeah, in a way. Well, it's always been things like that have been in my family. My dad was a bread man for 30 years.
Yeah.
So,
okay. So you do deliveries three mornings a week, Tuesday, Thursday and Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And tell us then about sleep, what time you get up at. Well, let's talk a little bit about that.
Before I start, you'd load the van at night time, probably 11:30, 12:00. So we'll be getting 2-3 hours on the sofa before you go out.
Yeah.
That's basically it. Young kids at home, so there's no such thing as sleep anymore. You
so you kind of learn to live with deprived sleep. Is that just part of the job?
Yeah, you just adapt.
Yeah.
Sleep when you can, you know.
Okay. Let's bring in our third guest now because, and he was formerly a tiler. Damien Clear is his name. Damien, you're very welcome to the programme.
Bobby, as my 3-year-old daughter would say, I'm so excited.
Good man. Okay, well, thanks for being excited. That's what we need.
Not formally. I still am a tiling contractor.
Okay, so what you do there is, and again, I was looking at what your life must be absolutely. You have to be so organised because you do deliveries three mornings a week.
That's correct.
So you get up at 4:30 on a Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You're finished at 7:00, and then you go off tiling.
Correct.
Good man.
Jenny,
fair play to you.
Yes.
And is that not exhausting?
It is, but I'm used to it.
Yeah.
And look, there's a great contrast between the two. You know, like, especially this time of year, I'm country born and bred, so there's nowhere else I'd rather be at 5:00 in the morning than out in the countryside, in the peace and quiet. So there's that side of the milk with me, but then when I go on to site, there's the great banter and the crack with the lads.
So you know, kind of have two extremes then, the peace and quiet and solitude of the early morning, and then a bit of interaction with others on the site.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, so that works for you.
It does, yeah.
And what about the sleep patterns? Tell me about that.
I'm not one to go to bed too early, you know, but on the Sunday night, Tuesday night, Thursday night, I, you know, would try to get be in bed by 10 o'clock. Now, I might be asleep till 12, you know, but... And then I kind of, I'd record my programmes there, you know, if there was programmes on a Sunday evening or Tuesday, the night I'd be heading to bed early, and I would take the opportunity then to watch those nice and relaxed on the sofa. The mornings I'm not up till 7 o'clock.
Okay, folks, we've three milkmen here in studio, so any texts you have about milk deliveries, dairy products, anything like that, get them into us here, 53106. I want to go back to Declan Rock and ask you, Declan, just the whole thing about, again, maybe the business has changed, but getting paid. I remember the milkman in the old days, he had a book and he used to sign the book, and I even think, I remember he had a kind of a leather satchel that he used to keep the money in.
Yeah, I still have it. It's an antique, it's not shooting for milkman.
Is that day gone? Or is
no, there's still a portion of my customers are cash customers, but majority are online, and I'm trying to obviously get more to go online. It's safer, actually, obviously, when you're collecting cash, especially in the winter like that. But money goes, it takes you 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then 2 days later, the money's in your bank. You know, you can't beat that, you know what I mean? And obviously, if you've 300 customers paying you online, you might have five or six, the card goes out of date. If you've 300 customers paying you cash, you're probably going to miss 50 or 60 a week.
Yeah.
You know, you've called back, there's no one in, see you next week, whatever, you know.
The way the run works, the Monday, Wednesday and Friday, does that work for the consumer, that they just get it every 2 days?
Seems to be. I mean, that's why I took old round, and that's how it was, and I think that's why most guys are. I know my brother-in-law, Anthony, he does 4 days a week.
Right.
He does Monday, Tuesday, and he does Thursday, Friday. But it seems to work, and it seems to be a lot of guys have gone, you know, the 3 days a week, you know.
What type of vehicle are you using to deliver the milk? Like, I'm going back to the old days of the milk float, the electric vehicle.
They were great if you were local. I mean, there was no insurance on it, there was no tax on them. It cost you a pound a day to recharge them. That's what it was, yeah. They were very slow.
It's
just a regular van, you know, Transit or, you know, whatever, Reynolds, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Regular
What about you, Stephen? What do you use?
A van as well.
Van, yeah.
Refrigerated job, you know.
Is it much more than milk that can be delivered? What's the range of products available?
Orange juice, yogurts, eggs, cheese.
All
dairy, basically, yeah.
So, you know, you'd have to say, why wouldn't everybody use this facility? You're not really paying much more for it than you are down in the local spa or otherwise.
Couples of cents, that's all it is. Cents.
So the convenience of having it there every day, being able to up or down your order.
Mm-hmm. They know it's going to be there the next morning. If they run out the night before, they know when they wake up it's on the doorstep for them for their breakfast.
You just go on their app and you get a text and an email. Mrs. So-and-so wants an extra litre of milk and bang, she has it the next morning.
What about things like milk bottles are gone? Yeah?
Yeah, it's too expensive now.
We're not into having a smashing time anymore.
Yeah, if you discard to prove it.
And then we had the foil caps on the bottle with the crows used to go early in the morning.
The crows are catching up the cartons as well.
Yeah, this is a real trip down the
road.
What about then, in terms of yourself, Damien, getting around to all the customers, how many customers would you have on the run?
I suppose I'd have about 180 customers.
Right.
You know, and it's enough for me, you know. It's with my two businesses, it works well for me. Do you know what I mean? I'm kind of nearly at my limit.
Yeah.
Do you know? And it's fine. I'll be honest with you now, it was my brother-in-law Ian Curley that got me into it, because my wife's family have been involved with Glanbia for the past 40 years. My father-in-law is a genius, you know. I know I've learnt off him, but
yeah, that's what I was saying, that it is kind of
a family
thing, everybody seems to know each other, and it seems to be intergenerational and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but you see, my wife Hazel, she does all the technical end of it, you know, the billing and all that. So I don't have to worry about
which
any
is great.
Of that, which is brilliant.
Yeah.
It's brilliant, you know.
And how have you found the app now? And again, getting people online and getting people paying by credit card.
I have all of my customers online.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have cash collections. And, you know, that took a bit of work, Bobby, to get it that way. But it was well worth it because I remember starting first and doing it with Ian. There was a few tempered moments between us, you know. That was all down to cash collections and not getting money in and stuff like this. But
all right, if you'd like to put your headphones on now, because it's not all about milkmen. There's actually milkwomen. And I'm delighted to be joined now by Sharon Flynn, who's down there somewhere in Waterford delivering milk. How are you, Sharon?
Hello, how are you doing up there?
Very good. And the three lads here, Declan, Stephen and Damien, they're great ambassadors for the business. So tell us a little bit about your business and what you do, Sharon.
Well, I would be at it 28 years.
Wow.
I started when I was 18. I got in the van to drive for somebody one night and I'm still driving since.
Right. And what area do you operate in, Sharon?
I have a large area now. I would cover Waterford, Kilmack, Dungarvan and Ardmore.
Wow. So are you doing sort of bulk drops then rather than door-to-door?
No, I would have 900 door-to-door.
Wow, that's a big business.
And I would have then contract work then all over Waterford as well, yeah. So I'd have two vans on the road I have.
So these dubs up here are only in the halfpenny place compared to what's happening down in Waterford, yeah?
That's small talk, that's all.
And what's your greatest challenge, Sharon? Is it getting up early every day or what are the challenges in the business?
Oh, the Irish weather in the winter. The rain and the gales in the winter mornings, that's the hardest part of it.
Right, and what time do you start it every day?
I start at about 10 to 4 every day.
Right, and what time do you finish at?
Oh, I could finish 6, 7 o'clock in the evening.
Right, and have you got many of your customers on online and paying by Visa card?
I do, yes, which is great. Now, I would have over 350 of them online.
Right, okay.
Which makes my life easier, totally.
And have you any dark secrets that you want to tell us about what a milkwoman might see in the middle of the night when everybody else is asleep?
The confessions of a milkwoman, you can't tell.
Well, I'm going to put that question to our lads here because I know there's a couple of juicy lines that they've been keeping for me. Lads, what's the story? Milkman out there in the middle of the night, no one around, surely you must see. There's more than foxes you see, I'd say.
See a lot of foxes out there.
There's a lot going on out there, Bobby.
Yeah. Well, I often even see it when I come into work here on Sunday mornings, you know, and I'd be in early and, you know, some of the stuff that's still going on when you're going to work,
yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
wow, Jesus. Yeah. And you're just saying, well, I'm very happy here in my little car going to work that I'm not out in the street. Thanks very much for joining us, Sharon, and good luck with everything down there.
Take care. Thanks very much.
Really good. Okay, so that was Sharon there. So it's interesting to get I wouldn't say, obviously, I suppose the dynamics between sort of an urban and rural scenario there, like, obviously Sharon covers a much greater area, but
yes.
I'd say the density of housing and population is that bit spread further, so.
Yeah.
But ultimately she seems to be doing the same thing as you lads.
Yeah, well, it's the same for me. Like, I have Bertolt Village there, but I also have the country to do out there as well, you know. So you're doing estates because Rathode is a big residential area,
yeah,
you know, for a small village. But then I have to drive out and do these a lot of running. I probably do a lot more running than the two lads here,
right?
You know.
And is there a trick about, you know, when you call to a house? Obviously, there's efficiency. So having the milk in a particular place, yeah, on the van, getting out fast, making sure that there isn't a dog there that's going to bite you or anything like that.
Yeah, it's all about seconds.
Yeah.
You know, believe it or not, the milk, and the lads will agree with me, it's all about seconds. Yeah. You know, you kind of know every morning what house you're going to be at a certain time.
Right.
That's how defined it is.
Yeah, yeah. You know? And you know then if something delays you, you can see I'm running 5-10 minutes
I'm
late.
Yeah, but the only good thing about that is you can run faster.
Yeah.
You can catch up.
Not all of us.
A couple of texts just to finish out on, lads. Ballymac Dairies and Kerry deliver milk and orange juice in bottles. A big shout out to my milkman Declan Reck. He provides great service and is a very nice guy. At somebody in your area, Declan. Declan there. Very happy customers there in Rathfarnham and Fair House. So listen, it's been a pleasure to talk to all three of you, and I want to give you a big thanks for coming in here, all of you who were working last night as well. Again, I know you're carrying a torch for a business. I think that's great to see that it's alive and well. So well done to my guests, Declan Reck, Rathfarnham and Fair House Milkman, Stephen Lawler from Glass Nevin and Finglas, Damien Clear from Rathoughton County Meath, and on the phone there, Sharon Flynn down there in Waterford. Thanks very much.
Down to Business, sponsored by Flowgas. On the grid, off the grid. Flowgas is Ireland's only supplier of LPG and natural gas, wherever you are.